proclamation number 4871 dated the March 31st, th 1950. Union with God, the human being's goal. Your goal shall be the union with me. Do you know what it means to be as one with your Father of Eternity? Being able to create and shape like Him in strength and wisdom, and being able to constantly work for the still imperfect spirits. And to be eternally happy? Your past life will appear like a bad dream to you, which, however, will no longer frighten you, but only let you realize the Creator's love for His living creations, which guided you through infinitely many stages of maturing. And in the realization of what you are now in the Kingdom of Light, you will look up to me full of gratitude and love, who is close to you now and bestows upon you beatitudes without measure. To be united with me means to be perfect, just like you were in the beginning before you became sinful. To attain this perfection is the highest goal of the human being on earth, because it is a prerequisite for a blissful life in the light. And the only means to achieve it is love, which consumes everything imperfect and shapes a light receptive and divine soul which will be able to accept my emanation and, once it is touched by it, will feel indescribable bliss. The transfer of my love onto the being is the epitome of blissfulness and thus a prerogative of the perfect being which is no longer separated from me but has fully united with me. The transfer of strength, however, includes everything else, realization of truth, light and strength, so that the being will therefore move within wisdom and use the inflowing strength correctly, that it thus, in accordance with God's will be able to create and give life to what it has created. Hence the being comes into all rights of childship. It knows no boundary, it knows everything, and its strength enables it to work in accordance with my will, which now is its own will, so that every activity will delight the being because it works for me and finds rich reward in my love. The being yearns for my love and I constantly fulfill its yearning, and its happiness knows no bounds. The union with me can only be achieved through love, since love is the most effective fire which melts all hardness, purifies everything impure and clarifies all ambiguity. Love is the agent which releases and bonds at the same time. It releases the pressure of oppression, the shackle of sin, and it forms the bond between the living creation and me, which remains insoluble for all eternity. And once a person has formed the bond with me, he will remain connected to me, for as soon as my strength of love has flowed through him, he inevitably becomes my possession, which I will never abandon to my adversary. Anyone who succeeds in detaching himself from my adversary has already become my own and proved himself as my child and is now always able to be constantly in the vicinity of the Father, who will never banish it from his presence again. Amen.